Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Toluga.
Let's get right into today's recap and start our episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we found our heroes in the aftermath of a failed assassination attempt. After lending a pseudopod to help clean up some rubble, Glebnor used the message cantrip to track down Luga. With their would-be assassin in tow, the gang made their way a street over to finally rendezvous with Gertie, a local mechanic and friend of Petch. The typically cantankerous Tortle was almost immediately won over by the group when Theo used a bit of mending magic to repair his mechanical arm. With his new assistant Luga at his side, Gertie quickly got to work repairing their rig, while the boys used his office to question this mysterious furbolg rogue. Glebnor used a soul sap ability to possess their captive, and learned inside his body that he was being racked with a powerful mind control spell. Calling on his healing magic, Toluga was able to break the young furbolg from the enchantment, releasing him from his compulsion to kill Theo. Now awake and free of the Gaia spell, the exhausted Doran revealed that he had no memory of why he attacked Bleebly, or even why he was in the city. One thing he remembered quite clearly, however, the Stormcallers had destroyed the Mistglen with a terrible maelstrom, and had killed or captured many of his people. During their questioning, it was also revealed that Doran was none other than Fenric's brother, the Firbolg nature cleric they had met on his way to Tidagol before his death. Deciding to split up, Theo, Glebnor, and Reggie took a disguised Doran to the Temple District, while Toluga made his way to the Divination Tower's library for a hot date. Sneaking through the sleeping city, Glebnor, in the form of a Dodge Charger, led the gang past partying fire worshippers to an ancient mausoleum for the God of Death. While they were expecting to rest in an empty temple, Theo was instead greeted by magical darkness and strange clerics to the man in black. In the floating wizard towers above the city, Toluga arrived at the Diviner Library to meet with Phaedra. Confirming Toluga's suspicions, Phaedra admitted to working for the Spider Queen Lola, demonic ruler of Iona's teeming horde of underdark creatures. A bargain was struck to facilitate a parley between Lola and Bleebly, with hopes of a possible future alliance. We join Toluga now, surrounded by old tomes and scrolls that may hold the secrets he needs to unravel Badkali's many mysteries. Toluga, we begin with you. I can see you and Phaedra have made your bargain, and you are surrounded by libraries and tomes in this divination library. Phaedra kind of gets up. With our bargain struck, I have given you the ability to read anything you can inside of this strange place. Toluga, what does your Eyes of the Runekeeper look like?
My Eyes of the Runekeeper, you'll see Toluga's actual eyes close, and just under them, two small beady black eyes just pop out.
Gross. I hate that so much. You told me you had a plan for flavor. I thought it'd be little glasses.
No, I get two spider eyes that just out from my scales.
When we made our bargain, I was not sure how it would manifest.
Yuck.
My little beady eyes just go, what?
Oh, no, that's fine. Yes, I will go and begin the arrangements for our parley. You have any book here you can read. I've given you the ability.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make so much progress.
It is quite late. Do you plan on staying here? I can make sure the attendants keep you.
I think I'm going to be staying. Can you send a message to my god and my son that I'm probably not going to be home, but I'm safe and sound and I'm okay?
Sure. She walks over to this like glass window here in the library, cranks on a little tiny lever. The window opens up. From her sleeve, a small spider crawls out onto her hand. This is her familiar. She whispers into it, and you see the spider leaps off of the window and floats down into the city.
Does that speak people?
Yeah. Yep. Sure does.
Should make an insight check.
What's the spider's name?
I didn't ask yet.
I know, but I am.
How about Aedra?
That's a nat 20.
Phaedra's spider, Aedra?
Phaedra totally forgot to figure that part of it out and just sent a spider off to the temple.
I don't think they have any of the sending stones. I lift up my giant sending stone necklace. I got them all.
I thought we exchanged sending stones.
We did do that last time because I knew ahead of the situation.
Yeah.
Everyone has a sending stone to each other. You're all effectively in a group chat.
We have rocky talkies.
Oh, I whip out my rocky talkie. Son?
Yeah, daddy. Yes.
Oh, wow. These things got some great range.
It's pretty cool.
Son, are you done? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Over.
Thank you, over. Son, I'm probably not going to be home tonight. Phaedra, the lovely elf lady, sent a spider over to send the message, but she forgot that you guys don't speak, spider. So just, I don't know, leave some bugs out for it.
You can hear in the background, I didn't forget. It was just,
Anyways, love you, son. Good night. Over.
Okay, Daddy. I guess I'll just set it up with Luga. Maybe they'll be like pals. And can we get pizza for dinner tonight since you're not going to be home? Over.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a long day. I think you've earned a pizza, son. You guys go get some pizzas. Hold on. Phaedra, can you call the spider back?
Well, I suppose
your eyes. They have no money. I have the money.
Oh, God. Her eyes flicker for a moment. She wargs into her spider. Her eyes flicker back.
It's a very small spider. It's still floating. It might be a bit before it lands.
You guys got money? Over.
No. Over.
Can I inside check that?
Please go ahead and inside check. Real quick while you're doing this, Glebnor, can you just give me a quick perception check while you're having this conversation with your father?
Nat one?
Okay. You, like, turned away from the inky black gateway of void that is in front of you.
My Rocky Talkie went off.
So you're standing, you've, like, turned around. You're standing next to Vin Diesel still. He's got another hour on that. Yeah, I think with a nat one, it doesn't even pop into your head to maybe let Toluga know that the Temple of Death is currently filled with ominous dark shadow.
Yeah, what?
But the pizza plans must be set in stone. Continue.
I'm two.
Continue. Sorry.
I got an 11 on inside.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have any money now that you think about it. You did kind of confiscate a lot of it when he was kind of acted up last time.
Just put it on the you got a god there. Just put it on his tab. Over.
All right, yeah, they'll definitely still open a tab for a god. There's nothing that could go wrong with that. Guys, he said we could get pizzas. Okay, Daddy, have fun tonight. Everything, yeah, great. Over.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to do a lot of reading. I'm going to make some progress, son. I'm going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm going to learn so much. Everything will be solved. All right. Good night. Over.
Oh, you love reading. Okay, good. All right. Bye, Daddy. Oh, by the way, black inky stuff. All right. Over. Bye. Bye.
Wait, love you. Over.
Love you too. Over.
See, Reggie looks up at you, Glebnor.
Hey, Glebnor, bud. Maybe lock in.
He points at, again, a gateway into black.
Oh, yeah. The horrible death doorway.
Did you talk to Luga?
Yeah. No, wait. No. But he said we could get pizza.
At this point, I put all my Rocky Talkies into silent do not disturb.
Perfect.
It's good news, though. We can get pizza, and he said we could put it on Theo's tab.
That is good news. Well, maybe we should let Theo know. Actually, never mind. He seems a bit distracted.
Theo, perception check, please.
It's a 19.
Yeah, you have not yet once looked away from the gateway that you were staring through. You can see maybe like a dozen of these black-clad, robed cultists all staring up at you with waiting eyes. There is this priestess who is has not broken eye contact with you once your magical darkness eyes activated.
Finally, the vessel has arrived.
And Glebnor and Reggie see just tons of hands coming out of the black. You don't see where they're coming from, but they all seem to be going to touch Theo.
What do these hands look like?
They're all bandaged heavily. You can't even see the fingers.
Mummy hands?
I would call it a mummy hand, possibly, yes.
Curse!
Uh-oh, Bell!
Reggie kind of grabs at the back of your jacket, Theo, and trying to pull you away from the black void.
It's fine.
You just hear one in the distance, return the slab.
You have arrived, my vessel.
And finally,
your vessel?
You see the shadow kind of dissipates slightly as a tall, strange-looking cleric of death floats out from out the temple.
Does the blackness dissipate because they have exited it? They've or exited because it. They're pulling it apart for us to see in?
They have exited it. Okay. You still cannot see anything behind them.
All right.
I can.
You sure can. Not a good vibe.
No.
Pretty creepy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. What do they call you, my vessel? This strange priestess puts her wrapped hand on your cheek.
I'd like to put myself between them.
As she's going to do that, I think Theo slaps it away like, oh! I don't know you. Don't touch me.
Not yet earned the right to touch upon the vessel's visage.
Big flat!
Yeah, you wall up directly in front.
Ah, and what are you, strange champion?
What are you?
Ah, it is wonderful you have.
How do you know I'm the champion?
You have champion qualities.
This is true.
You are beautiful, so green.
They're just pushing into your body strangely, kind of, you know, feeling the jelly-like structure of the wall in front of them.
Ew. When was the last time you washed your hands?
Yeah, be careful.
Washing is unnecessary.
Wow.
My form has been kept hidden away from the eyes of the usurper.
Do you at least get prestidigitation?
Usurper?
No, there is no prestidigitating inside of the Temple of Death.
It's going to be so dusty in there.
Yeah, I know.
I am Dredna. I will be your dark force. Think no, speak
Did
no.
Did you say dark force or dark voice?
The voice. I will be your dark voice. Have no worries now, vessel. I will speak for you. Come into your temple.
I'd like to speak for myself.
Oh, it will be unnecessary. Come into your temple.
I'm still in the way.
Oh, yes. Ah, I suppose you cannot see inside the glorious structure.
Sure can't. Very
yeah, you
dark.
You want to drop the magical darkness?
Maybe put a candle on or something?
Puts their small hands up, clap twice, and the magical darkness, like, it almost kind of drips down through, and you can see it kind of fade away.
Gross.
You are now looking inside of this strange, old, ransacked temple. It looks like it hasn't been used properly in centuries, but there are dozens of these strange, mummified-looking humanoids staring up at you.
Dredna!
Yes.
Couple questions.
Yes.
Question the first. Are there beds in there?
Of course. A place for the vessel to rest his head.
Okay, what about the vessel's apartment building filled with refugees that we got with us behind us?
Oh, I'm sure we can open the temple to all the followers of the vessel.
Question the third.
Yes.
What's with all this vessel talk?
I'd like to know as well.
As champion, it's my job to make sure there's no vestigitation.
Well, the vessel is not yet ready to be filled. There is no worry, just
What are
care.
You going to fill him with?
I don't want to be filled.
Well, come now, like an empty cup let you roll inside of your temple.
I don't like this, Theo.
It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Come.
Can you both make some perception checks now? Is this, again, this strange throng of cultists?
13?
15?
Theo, you notice coming from like an adjacent chamber, in like the eastern part of the temple, there is a small cloaked figure that scuttles up towards you. It looks up at you, and the rags that it used to wrap itself are sort of falling off a bit. And with that perception check, you can tell this is some kind of insectoid creature, almost like a small scarab that is covered in these shoddy robes.
A tricrine?
I know someone who would really like you.
Do you?
I do.
The vessel has arrived. I am Borth. I will be your servant. If you wish to kill me, please do it now.
No, I have no reason to kill you.
I've been spared this day. Come.
Is Borf a tricrine?
I would say, yeah, he's of the tricrine species.
So this is mind-to-mind communication?
He could communicate that way. Unfortunately, he's talking in his voice.
Which is horrible little
sucks.
Mandibles.
It is chattering and strange.
Okay. Got it.
You look tired, vessel. Do you require a back rub before you rest?
No. No. Those claws.
No.
I have many arms. I can loosen your weary muscles.
No, I'm good.
A tour then of your grand mausoleum?
Yeah.
Let us tour the mausoleum.
Can, what was your name again?
I am Dredna.
Yeah, Dredna, can you not talk and let Borf over here do all the talking?
Yes, I will be promoted. Yeah. I will be the Dark Voice. This is highly unusual, Vessel. Are you sure?
Yes.
I have waited centuries for this meeting. It would. This is not how the Dark Prophecies foretold your return.
Yeah, well,
is Dredna now the servant?
Of course, maybe I could be a secondary voice.
No, I only need one voice.
Okay. Perhaps I could be a dark eye in the temple, constantly surveying your lands.
What does that entail?
I'll just be kind of standing around, watching you, making sure your every need is met, Vessel.
So like a servant?
Similarly, but more of a focus on really eyeing you.
See, that's creepy.
What? Why does everyone always call us creepy?
Drenna looks around at all of these strange, mummified followers.
We're a couple of cool guys.
Well, why don't you go play a game?
I got some questions before we ship these creeps off.
I mean, go ahead.
How long have you guys been in here?
The temple has been sealed for centuries.
How many centuries?
Let's look back here on the stone tapestry.
You look.
We
over.
Love these things. Wait, Daddy's missing this.
I mean, we can show him again. It's not like it's going to go anywhere.
Your party will be joining us.
No.
Okay. Cool. Come.
Big wink at Theo.
Yeah. Where's Toluca?
He's at the library.
Yeah, but when's he getting back?
He said he's spending the night. We're getting pizza.
What? How are we getting... He has the money.
He said we could put it on your account.
What account?
God account, I
Do
guess.
You require something from our coffers? If it is gold you seek, my lord, no. We have hoarded it for centuries, waiting for your triumphant return.
No. Okay, how much do we have?
Oh, it has been long since we catalogued the coinage, but if you would like to begin the tour with the coffers, we may.
Hold on one second. Do you have any more questions for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, you let him finish asking his questions, then we'll figure out where we're checking first.
Okay.
So I didn't get a concrete answer on the centuries.
Let's look.
There is a stone tapestry. Give some perception or history check from you two.
What kind of fucking dark voice or you don't know off the top of your head? 17 perception.
Haven't peeped the mausoleum in a bit. I've been
17 perception. 14.
The 17 perception. These walls, they have almost like eroded with time. It's been a hot minute. But you can see that the stone tapestry depicts, it appears to be a massive goblet that is pouring shadow into four figures. And these four figures seem to be looking up at this black void and it spills into them. Can I get some history checks with advantage from you guys?
1.
18.
Theo, this looks very similar to the stone tapestry that the dwarves had. And I think you recognize these four figures. One of these figures is this towering muscular humanoid. He has two massive great swords on his back, and a wolf cloak head rests on top of his dome. He's heavily armored. You would know this is the god of war. You can see that there is this sickly, thin, cloaked figure that seems to be lapping at the shadows. This is the god of pestilence. You can also see this horned figure bathing in the shadows as it pours from this strange goblet. You know this is the god of strife. And a final figure seems to be reaching out to grab at the shadow. But this stone figure, their face is almost like washed away. This nameless figure, you can assume, is the goddess of justice herself. And I will also notice that you now look, Mark, and they have etched into the side 7 tally marks.
For 7 centuries, we have been sealed here, waiting. Namekeepers, all of us, protecting Thane and his bloodline.
Come again on the protecting his bloodline part? How have you been doing this exactly?
Question for the DM. Can I use mending on the tapestry to fix the face?
Try. Go ahead. Give me the arcana check.
Six.
It's the first time your mending hasn't worked.
Ooh, magical mending.
And I think you can tell that this is... magic has wiped not only her name, but her visage from history. And I think with your previous conversation with a man in death, you know that because she was slain with a black blade of pure shadow, her name was destroyed. Her power was not, because she had split it between her two demigod children, you and your sister.
Can I try and do a religion check to see if I can somehow use the godly powers that I have to remember anything, like her name or something like that?
Give me a religion check. I'm going to call this a DC 20.
Okay. No, that's 12.
Go ahead, roll 3d8 for me.
15.
Take 15 psychic damage as you attempt this.
Your ears start bleeding.
Even here in this temple, you do not have the control over shadow to remember an ancient curse like this.
Probably just grab my head and just...
Yeah, there's this like splitting, ringing sound in your mind. And yeah, Glebnor, you do notice a single bead of blood comes out of Theo's nose.
You okay?
It's all right.
You can see Doran, who was Vin Diesel moments ago. The magic is fading. It's about the end of the hour of your disguise self spell. So now he's just standing there, a very tall firbolg wearing a bald cap.
Oh, yeah. You can take that off now.
Oh, thanks. Did you say something about beds? Because, again, I'm incredibly tired.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hang out with Dreadnought for a minute. Right. You want to go check out the coffers?
Yeah, you do that.
Borf.
Yes.
Do we have another servant? Do you have an assistant servant?
Finally. I can call upon an assistant servant.
Actually, Dredna should be Borf's assistant.
I need Dredna for a minute. Do you have two assistants?
Oh, good idea. You get two assistants, Borf.
Carl! Jeremy! Your time has come!
No. Dredna's going to be one of them.
Yeah, Dredna's...
So pick Carl or Jeremy and make them know that you like one better.
Yeah.
My God.
Carl knows I hate him. Jeremy, come!
All right, Jeremy. Your job is to take our refugee friends here and find them comfortable beds.
Yeah, can I make a real quick perception check, actually?
Jeremy's just a guy.
He's just a guy. A human man.
It's a nat 20.
19.
Yeah, you look behind you, Theo, and it seems that, like, following you here, you know, obviously a while back, because you guys decided to show up in a green fucking charger, you see a crowd of people, about 20 or so, that lost their home when that apartment building collapsed. Are now waiting at the steps leading into the temple. They look very nervous to approach this incredibly sketchy looking temple.
I'm going to walk out and be like, look, I understand it's quite creepy. It hasn't been open in a very long time. We're in the renovation process. But we have beds that you can all spend the night in. I promise nothing will happen to you. I will make sure of it.
Give me a persuasion check with advantage.
Good thing for advantage.
God.
19.
With a 19, these nervous citizens of Bodkali sheepishly approach the temple. You see, it's like a mix of humans, a couple dwarves. You see, there's a lizard folk family holding a small lizard folk girl. Cat's missing because it was eaten.
I'm going to have Reggie give every... Like, I'm going to give him my... I have...
Business cards. He hands out business cards.
As you approach.
I have... Where is it? Torches.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm just going to have Reggie light them with, like, the...
Yeah, he's going to light cantrip. Yep.
So just do that and just hand them to some of the, like, parents or whatever.
And
so,
I'm going to distribute a few pamphlets to Jeremy to then put amongst the apartment dwellers.
Perfect, yeah. Like, you see the cultists inside, they were expecting some kind of, like, grisly show from the new god of death, but instead you're just opening your temple doors to needy people. So they're like,
yes, welcome to the temple of death. Here is your complimentary cot.
So they start laying out cots in this, like, central chamber. Okay, we're now going to cut away from this very, very strange setting we found ourselves in, over to the library. I want to keep everyone in mind here. It is about 3 in the morning. Taluga, mm-hmm. you are sitting at this wooden table. You are surrounded by half-open books in this divination library. There's a small candle burning. Again, it's 3 a.m. You've had a really long day, but there's so much knowledge to be found.
Gotta read while I can.
And you have your two little
eyes
that are kind of scanning these pages.
While he's using his gross, beady eyes, do his normal eyes function normally?
I don't know. That's a question for Haru.
I mean, I did flavor it that my eyes actually close.
Okay. Never mind.
So it's just the little eyes.
Yeah, it's
reading.
Just the little eyes.
So it looks like he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with a book open.
Yeah. I got reading glasses for the tiny little.
Oh, okay. Little tiny reading glasses?
Yeah.
They were for a halfling, but they fit perfectly if you put them over the little eyes. Yeah. And now, because Hart wanted so badly to stay up all night studying, I have created a studying mini game. Okay, here's how this is going to work.
All right.
You basically have essentially exhaustion death saves before you knock out from studying for too long.
All right.
So every round, you are going to make a series of ability checks to determine what kind of book you find and what information you get from it.
Question. Yes. Can I call my elvish wingman to get me a glass of bean juice?
Okay, yeah. You kind of signal over to a drow attendant, this like, you know, purple skinned young mage. He has like, again, I think I described him something like shoulder length white hair, and he kind of comes over. Hey, how'd it go on the date?
Oh my god, it went great.
I could tell. I was
you really helped me out, man. You
anytime
really
can I get you anything to help you study?
You got something to help me stay awake?
Yes. Can you make a insight check for me real quick?
Yes, I can. That is a wonderful 19.
Okay, with a 19. He's like, of course I can get you some coffee, some java, or there's a lot of wizards here like to take something else to stay up a little late. If you want the good stuff, I can also procure that.
Yeah, how much?
Got 5 gold on you, maybe?
You know what? Here's 10, my man.
Alrighty, then.
He takes it from you, looks around nervously. Real quick, he goes to fake sneeze as he does a prestidigitation cantrip to make one of the braziers on the wall brighten really bright, mm-hmm. almost blinding this small floating orb that is trying to watch over you as he very quickly palms you a small bag of yellow powder.
My man.
It goes good in a coffee or up your nose. Anywho, I'm very happy that we could, I could be helpful in your research.
Man, you saved me.
It's good to hear.
I came in here smelling like fish, and now I smell less like fish.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yeah. He does a real quick dab.
Dab me up, man.
Fist pumps, and then leaves.
God, that guy. Wait, what's your name?
Oh, I was hoping you would ask. I'm Tarble.
Tarble?
Yes.
Tarble or Tarble?
Tarble. It's spelled like table, which isn't a thing I was just looking at. It's Tarble.
Tarble.
T-O-B-L-E. Yes.
Wonderful name.
Thank you. It is Elvish. Floats out of the room. Hate you guys. It might be name stuff. Tarble. That's an Elvish name, right?
Sure.
Why not? you're left here in this small study quarters. Let's do our first round here. So the DCs on these are going to go up as we go.
Yeah.
First one, not too tough. So first, I will need a perception check to find a book that interests you. DC is only 5 right now.
6.
Okay. With a 6, you find a pretty nice looking book. Roll a d4 for me.
3.
You now can read Orcish. This is an Orcish tome of Orc history.
Oh.
Can I get a sleight of hand check now? DC 5.
Nat 20.
You flip right to the coolest page.
Oh my god, this page looks so cool. It's got pictures on it.
As you're flipping through this orcish text, it has a lot of information about orc lore, but then you get to this, like, what's that called in comics where it's like a splash page?
Yeah, 2 pages.
The 2-pager?
Yeah, splash.
You see this crazy depiction of the orc god Groom fighting the god of war.
Oh.
You can see that this massive hulking figure has 2 swords, and he seems to be dueling Groom, who's wielding a massive great axe.
I could take him.
Can I get an investigation check now?
9.
You flip through the pages a little bit, and you can see that on the next page, after this like big grand battle, you can see the groom is now missing an eye.
He made him cooler.
He unfortunately made him cooler. But then you can see that this god of war is standing over Groom, and he is wearing his bloodied eye around his neck like a necklace.
Oh, that's just disrespectful.
Actually, that looks pretty cool. That is also cool. They both made each other cooler.
All right.
But I would win.
It's getting a little late now. I need a constitution save before the next round.
Oh, boy.
16.
You're fine. You don't even need to dip into the coffee or drugs just yet. All right. So you've kind of put aside this book of orcish lore. Go ahead and give me a perception check to kind of keep searching through the library here.
All right. 23.
Roll this D4 with advantage now.
4.
4 is exactly what you wanted. You find a book that appears to be on ancient gods, but more importantly, as you look at this book, you can tell that there is lore on the man in black inside this tome. Give me a sleight of hand check now. Oh, DC is 10.
11.
11. You flip through these pages, and I think what stands out to you is how many names he's been called over the history of Aeona.
God, man, many names.
You can see that for many, again, the man in black seems to be the most prevalent amongst most cultures. Some call him the Traveler. Some call him the Shepherd. And go ahead and give me the investigation check now.
That is a 12.
Okay, an investigation of a 12. You can see one name really stands out. You see he is called the Celestial Pilgrim, Vessel of the Void.
Oh, I'm going to put a pin in that.
Yeah.
I guess I would...
You okay over there, Mark? You look anxious.
How can you be a vessel of a void?
It's complicated. It's God stuff. It's magic. Don't worry about it.
But, you know, a set containing the empty set is still
a
set.
The black hole box.
It's a set that still contains something. And that something is that it contains...
Nothing?
The thing that contains nothing.
Doesn't make any sense.
Anyways.
It's called magic, dork.
I guess I'll like be like taking like notes.
Yes, arduous notes. All right. Another round of studying. Give me a constitution saving throw. Don't DC 10. Me.
15, baby. I'm going.
You power through. Your little eyes squint even deeper into these ancient tomes. Give me a perception check. DC 15 now.
Another 23.
Okay, roll that D4 again with advantage.
3, did I get 3?
3? You did get a 3. What was the other roll you got?
1.
All right, so you're going to want to take the 3.
Okay.
A 1 would be an incomplete manuscript. Okay. You do not want a 1, but a 3, you do find another interesting book on orcish lore. Give me another sleight of hand check, DC Lord-ish. 15.
That's a 5.
Okay, yeah, you're flipping through it, and a lot of this seems like kind of it was already sort of tread ground in the other book. Give me an investigation check now. Again, DC 15.
It's a 2.
Yeah, you're just like, I think you're just kind of like, okay, it's like enough about orcs. It's like so much tusk info in here.
I totally would kick that war guy's ass.
All right, and okay, so you're getting pretty worn out now. The sun is like creeping up. Can I get a final round here? So this will be perception check DC 20.
It's the final one.
I will say, if you would like, you can take
the drugs
some drugs
and bean juice,
and you will have advantage on all these rolls.
The drugs and bean juice.
All right, so you take out this little baggie of orange powder.
Thought it was yellow.
Yellow. I'm sorry.
Continuity.
Yeah, thank you. This strange little vial of yellow powder. Would you like to put it in coffee or snort it?
I want to snort it while I drink the coffee.
Can he boof it?
You know? Yes, he could. He could. I'm not gonna. I'm a DM. I'm not a judge here. All right. You know, if he wants,
he can't get it through that cake.
Who could? Who could? All right. So give me a Constitution saving throw. I'm gonna call this like a DC 13 con save on this powder.
That's an 8.
Okay. Roll 2d4 for me.
It's 4.
Take 4 fire damage. Burns your nostrils.
Why is it spicy?
It's so spicy. I will say you have advantage on perception, sleight of hand, and investigation checks for the next 24 hours.
Oh my god.
Damn.
But you will be exhausted, so that'll just kind of even out.
Yeah, yeah.
I will also say, the way this is going to work, basically, at any point in the next 24 hours, if you get into a combat, you can burn through the remainder of that powder to do an extra 2d10 fire damage on an attack.
Damn.
So damn. You can really, like, heat up a punch if you wanted to with that. All right, so you now have advantage on this last round of checks. Give me a perception check first with advantage. I'll also say you can guidance yourself.
I have been.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
All right.
I want to teach you how to good lore.
It's 21, but now it's a 23 again.
23? Perfect. You find another book. Actually, roll a d4 now with advantage.
Two fours.
You find two tomes on the man in black.
Double fisting books. One eye for each.
Oh, gross. Your eyes like split apart as you're reading both of them in front of you. Slide a hand check with advantage.
That is a 21.
21. You flip through these pages, and it is becoming very clear that the man in black is a title that is moved from creature to creature throughout the millennia. And it seems that there is a... at this point, I'm going to ask for the investigation check.
Oh, boy. Really, it's bad that I have... Oh, well, a minus one to these, but might not matter now. 21.
21. The 21 investigation check. You go through these tomes on the man in black, and you find a chapter about the sundering. At one point, it is clear the man in black was one creature. This celestial who came to Aeona from the stars and brought with him a dark void. This void seemed to have sundered apart this creature at a certain point and split itself into four other creatures. Those four creatures, you discover, were the gods of war, pestilence, justice, and strife. This is the creation of the domain of death, when the god of death separated himself into different entities to spread the void as to not corrupt himself fully. And I think you're really locked in on the corruptive power of this dark void that the man in black once possessed solely himself. And with a 21 investigation, I think you flip to the final page. And you can see there is this almost like a painting of when this pilgrim arrived from the stars. But he's not alone. He's surrounded by other celestials. And you can see the celestials, as they have landed in Aeona with this dark pilgrim, take on the shape of the of the creatures of Aeona. You can see one of these celestials morph into a dwarf holding a creative hammer. There's a pair of celestials that seem to have turned into these two elven gods. With your high investigation checks, you will know that this is Maelor, the god of nature, and his twin sister Corella, goddess of the elves. It seems that at one point, the man in black was a celestial like these other creatures that he arrived on Aeona with, but this dark void he brought with him separated himself, creating the schism between the domain of death and the domain of life. I will say with those, that 21 investigation check, something is interesting to you as you go through these books and tomes. There's not a lot of lore about dragons and about the chaotic elemental magics that rule their domain. That seems to be almost missing from this library.
God damn it. Another mystery added to the goddamn list.
You once again unfurl your list of things you have to deal with.
I cross off learned stuff about Man in Black. Now I add Celestial Pilgrim. What? Void Vessel?
Just 20 question marks.
Oh, God. And then War is a chump. Groom is cool. I want eye necklace now. Underneath it's like Day of Sundering. Don't like Man in Black / Pilgrim.
I'm guessing you bolded Pilgrim.
Yeah. Talk to Theo when we have privacy.
Perfect. Okay. Can I get a final constitution save? This one is a disadvantage, unfortunately, as sunrise is, minutes away at this point.
17.
You don't take any damage here, but you, your tiny little eyes slowly start to close. And we're not going to cut away from you as you're drifting off, surrounded by books and tomes. Over there at the Temple of Death, you can see that you've been led into this ornate dark chamber, Theo. There's a bed made of skeletons.
Hell yeah.
It is the most metal room you've probably ever stood in.
Yep.
And you can hear the sounds of all of these people that fled and were like given refuge in this temple being sort of set up. You look over and Glebnor and Reggie have been given like the shittiest cots imaginable in the corner of the room. You see Doran's like, where am I going to sleep? He's just kind of looking around.
Doran, I got you, buddy. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks. I think if I don't sleep, I might die. So
same.
Maybe. Yeah.
Go to sleep.
I'm not going to get murdered by these creepy guys in the night, right?
No.
No. We got something for this. Just catch 40. You can take my cot.
Okay. Thanks, bud. His furball kind of curls up, immediately goes unconscious on this little bony cot.
Reggie. Oh, boy. Yeah.
We're going to need you to keep an eye on these weirdos.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping tonight. All right. I don't sleep anyway, but I definitely wouldn't sleep here.
Is it okay if I watch while you sleep?
No.
My lord?
No.
Ah, fine. I'll be an eye of darkness in another room.
I thought you were the voice.
Well,
no, not anymore.
I've been demoted. I am the voice now.
Oh, yes, of
it
course.
It is my voice you will hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you also sleep outside,
chosen.
Too.
Chosen. Oh, what? I mean, I thought I could curl up at the bottom of your bed. You wouldn't even notice I was there.
No, I would.
Cat?
I would.
I am.
You take that one. I can't
remember. Do you guys
I am
sleep?
Dredna.
Yeah, see, I'm never going to remember that. I'm just going to call you D. You take D, and D is going to make you the best room and the best bed tonight.
Ah, the flesh chamber.
Well,
come,
Bolf. Hold on. The what?
It is just a chamber made of flesh.
How are they keeping this flesh fresh?
It's not fresh. Your heart is to get fresh flesh. You have to leave the temple, which we have not done.
That's what I thought.
Okay, where is that so we know to steer clear of it?
We'll probably smell it coming.
You'll know by its aroma.
Yeah, that's fair.
Its aroma is quite pungent, my lord.
Okay, yeah, you go build Borf a bed in there.
Excellent. Come, Dredna. I have very specific specifications for my commode. Wait, that's where you shit.
See, these two very strange attendants finally leave you guys alone.
Jeffrey, Jeremy.
Yeah?
You also trance?
Yeah, I trance.
All right, go stand at the door.
Okay, yeah,
well,
sure.
Before that, can you show me where the coffers are? I just need to see how much we have.
Oh, you want to see the coffer room?
Yeah
sure. Come over here. Quick perception check, if you guys wouldn't mind. Or I guess survival. How about that?
Well, I did a 23 perception.
I did a 23 survival.
Okay, fuck you two.
Wait, 16, sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Walk through this strange dark temple. I think the thing that kind of stands out to you the most is like they almost kind of went overboard on the motif.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many skeletons does a pillar really need? It's just so many. But yeah, Jeremy.
Well, Ren's just going to be so jealous.
Oh, I'm bringing him here.
Jeremy, who you're assuming maybe some kind of an elf. Yeah, he does seem to have like longer ears that are wrapped up in this sort of mummified cloth. But he leads you over to this, vaulted door, opens it up. And inside, you can see piles of gold and gems. It nearly hits the ceiling. You're assuming there's hundreds of thousands of gold in this one vault.
Long have we awaited for you to return, my lord.
I'm going to take the form of a giant dollar sign real quick, just for like a second.
Ah, yes. A symbol.
So is there like a notebook where I have to make, track how much I take out or
put
in? We
have a balance sheet, as it were.
Not for you, my god. The coffers
only. Where's the pizza place?
Yeah, where's Carl?
I will get Carl.
Jeremy runs up. I realize Jeremy just got his voice got creepier as that conversation went on. That's just how these guys
are. That's
fine. It creeps.
Carl comes up a little bit taller, a little bit thinner than Jeremy. Definitely, clearly still Elvin.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello.
What kind of pizza do you want?
I was going to ask you, you know, we're using your account.
Well, I mean, we're just going to use this money. So
all right. I'm too. I like cheese pizza.
All right. How much is pizza around here?
What's pizza?
They've been in this here for 700 years.
That's Carl. True. I'm just going to take 10 gold. All right. So you take this. Where the hell's the pizza? Do we know where it is?
Can't he just walk out and start screaming pizza until something happens?
No, because that it's too early in the morning for that, or late. I don't.
You need a 24-hour pizza.
Do you know of one?
No.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna.
You're adding nothing to Carl.
I'm gonna tell Sorry. Carl to follow me, and I'm gonna go up to like the people that are like
coming in. Yeah,
coming in.
The refugees,
and just ask the refugees where the closest like pizza place is.
There's a small dwarven man who's like, you want a good Rooney?
Yeah.
You're going to want to go to Dirty Rick's Raucous Roonies. They're open 24 hours.
Can you draw me a map from here to there? Because this guy has no idea where he's going.
Yeah, the only reason I have a bed tonight. I can go pick it up for you.
Oh, okay. Carl, give me the money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You go back over there. Sir.
Take this
10 gold. I don't know how much pizza that's going to get, but get as much as that can get.
Dirty Rooney, it's probably only about a gold a box. I can get you 10.
Good.
We have plenty of refugees around here. 10 pizza sounds great.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going to treat
make
everyone.
Sure one of them's cheese.
Yeah, one cheese and then, you know, get a variety of pizza.
Of course. All right, then. All right. Small dwarven man leaves the temple with 10 gold on a pizza run.
Does Phaedra's spider finally show up?
Can you two make perception checks for me?
Holding one gold.
That's
coin.
A nat 20.
I got a 13, so.
You're already, like, in general, a little freaked out, Theo. Mm-hmm. So when you see a spider on your shoulder, full panic mode.
Oh, yeah. I think I...
No, Theo. Huh.
I smack it.
No, Daddy
scream,
called this.
And just, like, run.
Daddy called. Sorry. Sorry, young spider.
Do you have...
Where's Luga?
Can I actually ask real quick, what
with
is your...
The truck.
Yeah.
She's painting the truck.
What would your... Does your unarmed strike do any damage if you had to do one? Okay, I was going to say you would have done 1 point of damage, would be enough to kill a familiar, but you kind of flick this little spider away, and it's kind of...
Yeah, no, we... I knew this was coming.
Well, you got to warn me about these
sorry,
things.
Sorry, I forgot about the spider thing, I'm sorry. Little spider. Are you okay?
Is the spider okay? I could have died.
We got to talk about this later. Little spider, you have a new job. Go...
You know what? Lulu probably wants pizza, too, and Gorpor.
Do you know where the pizza place is, little spider?
It's a spider. It just looks at you confused.
Follow that dwarf. Get a pizza. Do you know where Gertie lives?
You're asking a lot of questions of a spider with no intelligence. This is a fucking spider.
Daddy put his stones on silent. Go back to your friend, Phaedra.
Bye. See, Reggie just waves at the spider as it's like... gets up and just starts walking at spider speed back toward the divination tower.
That was no help whatsoever.
Could have killed me. Heart attack.
We gotta talk about this spider thing.
No, we don't.
It's gonna be a big problem.
All right. So let's just assume to wrap up your final night. There's a pizza party in the Temple of Death. You two can finally get a
I'd
long
like to
rest
take the floor of a king-size mattress for Theo because nobody wants to lay on skeletons.
I'm going to go take 5. You stay here. Make sure everyone's okay. I'll be back.
Okay. You going to lay on those skeletons?
No.
Okay.
He's going to tell them the union.
Theo, stealth check.
That's an 11, but my whole plan was to use my invisibility.
Oh, then make it with advantage.
19.
Okay. So you kind of finally get a minute to breathe on your own. You leave the room where Glebnor is finally getting his full rest. Glebnor, go ahead. You can take a long rest.
Oh, thank the good Lord.
Reggie goes into sentry mode, and you slip into the shadows invisibly. Invisible is the only way you're going to get past your throng of adoring cultists and the people that you have rescued. Where would you like to go?
I'm looking to just find the closest gate to get out of the city for a minute.
Okay. Survival check with advantage.
How much HP do you have?
14.
14 survival?
No.
HP. Oh, this is his hit point total? Oh my god.
23 is my survival check. But yeah. As I'm going, I'm going to do a second wind.
Probably a stellar idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you slip away from the Temple of Death. Take a nice deep breath in an alleyway here. You're invisible for an hour, I believe.
Yes.
Invisibly make your way to the front gate of the city. It's a little busy now, as you can see that like wizards are getting ready to open the city for the day to travelers. And as that stone gate opens, you slip out into the deserts of Magria. We will cut back to you in just a moment as the sun is rising on Bad Kali. Taluga.
Yes.
Give me a perception check.
Oh boy, here I go.
Perceiving again.
It's an advantage though, right?
It is an advantage. Oh, actually, you're currently exhausted now, so it is straight.
Okay.
Some of us chose not to sleep tonight, and that is unfortunately what
That happens. Is a 12.
You're completely unconscious, surrounded by books. And you feel a little hand tugging on you. And you look down, and Myra is eating a breakfast sandwich and staring at you.
How'd it go?
I learned so much.
You look rough.
No, I'm great. I'm great. Everything's great.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I stayed with the Star Druids last night.
Yeah? How'd you sleep?
Not good.
They aren't good, or you?
I'm not good.
Oh, what happened?
Dreams came back.
Mm.
Black Sun, Infinite Shadow, Death of All Fire. You know, normal scary stuff.
You know, I think I learned something about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah?
I don't know. You seem like you're busy, but could you bring me over to the Fire Temple when you get a minute?
Yeah, you got it. You know, let's just go. Can I do like a couple perceptions? I just want to check out two books.
Yeah, sure.
So does Taluga have a library card now?
I will say you have a library card now.
You know, I was here for so long. The librarian is so kind. She's turned out a library card. Real, you even got my name right first try.
Wow.
And last name.
That's crazy. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah. All right.
Roll a perception check. Disadvantage, unfortunately, but the DC's a little low.
25.
Jesus. Okay.
Well, because it's an advantage, but I roll flat.
Yeah, so you roll flat. 25. Yeah. So you grab all the books that you were studying last night. You have three books on the Man in Black, two books on orcs, and a book you never got to on elves.
Yeah, I pocket that elf book for when I feel lonely without a reindeer.
Yeah. Yep. So, reindeer, I forgot about that bit. You pocket these books, and you and Myra make your way out of the Divination Tower. And I'm presumably to the Temple of Fire.
Yep.
Okay, Theo, you walk out onto the sands of Magria just as the sun is beginning to rise. The horizon is red. As you stare out across these desert sands, what do you want to do out here?
So I'm going to take like one knee down, and I'm going to draw like my symbol in the sand, close my eyes, and then try and communicate with Strife.
With Strife himself?
Yes.
Okay. Theo, kneel down in the sands and make your mark. You know that you're now outside the city, so you've left all of the enchantments protecting you from the watchful eye of Strife. Go ahead, and I guess we'll call this a wisdom saving throw.
It's a nat one.
Man, dude, you are so good with the narrative nat one. It's like, it's real nice for me.
And he dies. But it's 2 HP.
I have 26 now.
Your eyes are shut, so you're trying to focus in on this connection. And you open them as the sand starts pooling around you and you are sucked into red sand. Make a perception check for me as the sand fills your mouth and you are being dragged down into it.
Just straight?
Yeah, straight.
14.
You find yourself in a familiar landscape. you are surrounded by ruby red sands as you stare out at this desert of death. Give me a survival check.
It's a nat 20.
Damn.
You look forward and you can see black, shadowy footsteps guiding you through the sand. And with a nat 20, you can see these footsteps lead you to a massive throne, a throne the size of a mountain. And as you approach, you can see that this throne is propped up on thousands of soul coins. Sitting atop this throne, you can see a towering red-horned figure. You now stand before Strife, the current god of death, the prince of the Red Wastes. Nephew, I was waiting for you to come to me.
Yeah, you want to cut the theatrics here? Jesus.
You wait. Came to my realm.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You got a grandstand all the, like, really? You're trying to show off to who? Me? I'm not impressed.
This is the realm you claim to steal from me, is it not? Is it not your plan?
Steal? No.
I am the god of death.
Yes, but I'm not going to steal it from you. You and me will figure out this whole thing mano a mano.
Oh, a simple family spat, then.
Yeah.
Listen. I know that my father has gone to you, and I know he has probably filled your head with fanciful delusions of dethroning me and recovering this wasteland for himself.
Well, he
do not want it.
He's not getting it, so that's fine. Don't worry.
You do not want it, nephew.
We'll see what I want. Okay, I'm here for a very specific reason. We'll get down to family squabbles later. There's nothing to do with that.
What is that reason, then?
Well, we both have a common enemy.
You speak of Krizik, the Storm Lord, and his little war.
Yeah, he's very annoying, so...
No, he's much more than annoying.
I'm okay, maybe to you. I mean, right now, he just annoys me, so, I mean...
I was expecting a bit more than annoyance.
I mean...
That creature killed your mother, my sister.
Yeah, well, you haven't done anything about it. I'm actually doing things.
I'm doing much more than it appears.
Okay, then what are you doing?
My curse that I have placed on this terrible land.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it does. It draws power away from these petty gods. With their followers' souls in my domain, their power and faith becomes mine.
And so you get stronger and all that crap. Great. No one cares about you getting stronger, okay?
I care.
Yeah, I know you do. I just...
You look just like your mother. That condescending tone.
Yeah.
Do you not get what this place is, nephew?
I honestly, right now, don't care because I'm trying to save the living. You know, I'll come back and deal with this later.
The living.
Yes.
You are trying to save your jailers, nephew. The mortals of this world, they are not our children or our creation. They are chains. They bind us to this world. We do not belong here, nephew. And when them all gone, we will be free and we can leave.
You can leave whenever you want. Why don't you try it? It'd be great.
I unfortunately am trapped in this terrible domain because your mother... My sister deemed it necessary to trap all the gods behind her foolish gate so we may no longer interfere in this world of mortals. But don't worry. I'll be removing that shackle soon enough. And I'll be loosing my binds when I remove all life from this pathetic world. And then I will leave it.
So down to the real thing. You're trying to kill me. Not a big fan of it.
I have no intention of killing you. You're no threat to me, child.
Yeah, come on. When I was almost dead in your desert, there were some creepy shadows and all that kind of stuff. That wasn't done by the man in black. That was done by you.
You think that was me?
Yes.
Oh, no. You are lucky that my curse protects you from him. He wants a vessel.
That's why they keep saying vessel. Well, that makes sense. Huh.
He thinks he can use you to defeat me and my remaining siblings and consolidate his power. You're being played, Pawn.
I could be being played by you as well, so...
Before I took upon this responsibility of death unknowingly, I was strife.
Unknowingly?
Make an insight check?
16.
You are getting under his skin. It was unknowing at the time what I was accepting. Listen, before I ascended, when I was simply a god of strife, I was a hero maker. Think about it. What is it that makes heroes and champions in this world? Pain, struggle, friction. I provided it to the mortals. I gave them an opportunity to rise above it. That was my last mistake I've made with these people. They will all die. Eventually, I will have to destroy Krizik. And I don't really feel that keen on destroying you just yet. I want to see my father's plan played out. If you wish to continue being a pawn in this familial game, well, then go ahead. But it seems to me that you are coming here for some kind of truce. You need help defeating Krizik, don't you?
I hate to admit that, but yes. It's not easy to get to him. It's not easy to track him.
Speaking of getting to him, it seems that Krizik may have gotten to you.
Well, not necessarily him. It was, you know, some of his followers. I want to get to him. Not one of his delinquents.
Give me a perception check.
10.
You look behind you, and it seems that he has almost parted the illusion of the Red Waste to show you Bodkali. How about this as a show of good faith, nephew? I will let you know that our enemy waits in the city for you. Krizik has taken on a new physical form. He's ascended to an avatar. He can't be killed in this avatar state, not fully, but he can be injured.
And how am I, would you, like, that's going to kill the person I'm assuming he's taken over?
A Krizik worshiper. Don't worry about them.
That's fair. How am I supposed to injure him? Is it just, is there a magical means to do this?
I want you to ask yourself a question, nephew. Why would Krizik, who was hidden in Windmere for centuries, form a physical body here in the deserts of Bodkali? What could he have stored in Bodkali that he needs to acquire with his new body? Give me a history check with advantage.
It's a dirty 20.
You think about Mansa and this city and what it is. A place hidden away from the Prince of Red Wastes, away from the prying eyes of the rest of Aeona. But you also think about how this is a place where Mansa has hoarded artifacts and strange magical items from across the world. His collection, you saw when he went through his temple, is endless. And something clicks. The black blade used to kill your mother in that vision was carried in a case and given to Urshan. That black blade is in the material plane. It cannot be with Krizik in the plane of storms. If he needs to wield that blade, he needs to assume a body to do it in the mortal world. And I think with a dirty 20, you realize Krizik is in Bodkali because the blade is in Bodkali. I made a lot of demon lords. Many of them wildly disloyal. But two of my most frustrating children was always Krizik and his younger brother, Mansa.
They're brothers?
All of my creations.
Well, yeah, I mean, that technically, yeah. Didn't even really put that together, but, okay.
Mansa is a fool.
But he's not that bad.
He keeps Krizik's blade hidden in his temple.
So he knows where it is. Okay.
Of course he does. And why wouldn't he give it to you when you arrived?
I didn't ask him for it.
He's playing you. They're all playing you. What do you want to be, nephew?
Oh, but you're the most truthful person of all? Come on.
I'll put it all on Front Street. You kill Krizik, and then you and me can duke it out.
I mean, that's pretty much the idea I had in hand, so.
Well, great minds.
So, question here. If the man in black is the one trying to kill me and take over, what can you do to stop that?
Nothing. I told you I make heroes. I'm not one.
You make heroes, huh?
I see a lot of strife in your future, nephew. I'm sure by the end of this, I'll have made quite a hero for me to destroy.
We could see how that goes.
Well, then. Have fun in Bad Cali, nephew. I'll see you at the next family reunion.
Red hot sand pools up at your feet as you are dragged down through it. Any final words?
As I'm getting dragged down, can I try and do like a sleight of hand to steal any coins from under his...
Yeah, sleight of hand check.
It's only an 11.
You grab a from the pile of coins, and he doesn't even notice it. He's dismissed you at this point. And as you pull back, you open your hand and look down at the coin. You seem to be like a dwarven man. Nothing special. It's an 11. yeah. A dwarven man that died in Magria. That's about all you know, really. And I think we will end tonight's episode as you look back into the gated city of Bad Cali with more questions than answers. Thank you all for joining us. Been a real fun time, everyone. We will catch you guys next week. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.